From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Tuesday sought to downplay the North Korean nuclear and missile threat. Sunday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said his regime is in the last stage of testing an intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
We do continue to believe that he continues to pursue both nuclear and ballistic missile technologies. We do not believe that he, at this point in time, has the capability to tip one of these with a nuclear warhead.
Korea Society senior policy analyst Stephen Norper said the statement reflects the current thinking of the Obama administration.
They're trying to do that to put some measure to the more extreme comments by Kim Jong-un in terms of preparations for a long-range ballistic missile test.
It also follows President-elect Donald Trump's tweet that a North Korean missile strike on the U.S. won't be allowed to happen. Kirby disputed a tweet by President-elect Trump that China is not helping contain the North's nuclear ambitions. Meanwhile, U.S. defense spokesman Peter Cook said the U.S. has the ability to defend itself and its allies from a potential North Korean missile launch.
This is a system, this is an effort that we've been very active on, Secretary Carter's been very active on for some time, and there are layers in terms of our ballistic missile defense, there are various aspects to it, and that comprehensive defensive system we feel very confident in.
Some analysts view the North Korean nuclear missile threat the first national security challenge facing the incoming Trump administration. The head of Gambia's Electoral Commission has fled the country for Senegal, claiming threats to his security. He declared longtime President Yahya Jammeh defeated following the December 1st election by opposition leader Adama Barrow. This is VOA News. Members of the 115th U.S. Congress were sworn into office Tuesday in Washington, less than 3 weeks before President-elect Trump takes the oath of office as the nation's 45th chief executive. House Speaker Paul Ryan was reelected to his post by Republican colleagues. He addressed lawmakers, especially majority Republicans who will control both houses of Congress and the White House for the first time in a decade.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. This is the kind of thing that most of us only dreamed about. The people have given us unified government. And it wasn't because they were feeling generous. It was because they want results.
The Republican majority had to back off plans to weaken the Office of Congressional Ethics following criticism by President-elect Trump, who urged them to focus instead on major issues like tax and health care reform. Syrian forces continue pressing an offensive against rebels in the Wadi Barada Valley near Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Tuesday said government forces used barrel bombs and artillery fire as they moved closer to vital water supplies for the Syrian capital. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Tuesday said President Barack Obama plans to transfer more suspected terrorists held at the U.S. Detention Center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, before he leaves office in a few weeks.
I can't speak to any individual notifications that have been made to Congress or give you a specific preview about potential upcoming transfers, but I think I would expect at this point additional transfers to be announced before January 20th.
The comment came after President-elect Trump said there should be no further releases. Writing on his Twitter account, the president-elect said these are extremely dangerous people and should not be allowed back onto the battlefield. Mr. Obama pledged over 8 years to close Guantanamo. Several hundred inmates placed there since the 9/11-2001 terrorist attacks have been reduced to just 59. Nearly 20 reportedly are set for transfer before Mr. Obama leaves office. Haitian businessman Jovenel Moïse has been certified as the official winner of the Caribbean nation's November presidential election and dismissed allegations of massive fraud. The Provisional Electoral Council published final results Tuesday, showing Mr. Moïse easily winning a first-round victory with more than 55% of the vote. The announcement brings an end to a protracted electoral process that dates to October 2015. A tsunami threat subsided on the Pacific island Fiji after a powerful and shallow 6.9 magnitude quake struck nearly 300 kilometers to the southwest. No immediate reports of casualties or damage. Wall Street rose sharply Tuesday on the first day of trading of 2017, extending a post-election rally. The benchmark Dow Jones Index moving ever closer to the 20,000-point mark, closing at 19,938. Stocks in London, meanwhile, kicked off the new year in record territory. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.